friends. This year should be a special schus for Yediv Nafshi, Rabbi Chaim Shrek Shlita. The Gemara in Beitza and the Flamet Amar Aleph tells us that Atzei HaSuk are usher all 7 days of Sukkos. From the Pasuk of Chagas Sukkos Ta'as Shivas Yamim Lashem, and the Gemara darshins that just like Shem Shemaim is Chol on the Chagiga, Chagas Sukkos, so too Shem Shemaim is Chol on the Sukkah. Tosis writes in Isser D'Oraisa, now that we see in the Sukkah there and in Shabbos Memhei that it's Asur Mishamuk, Rabbeinu Tam writes it's only Shir Sukkah is Asur D'Oraisa, but the rest of it, if you make longer walls more than Shir Sukkah, that's only Asur Midrabban Mitam Muksa. The Re in Tosis gives another reason that the Sukkah is only Asur D'Oraisa when it's standing. When it's not standing anymore, then it's only Asur D'Rabbanan. Pnei Yoshua writes in Sukkah Daf Tes Amud Aleph that it's like Kachim Shemesu, which is discussed by the Avnei Nezer and many others. Interesting, Pnei Yoshua, Kachim Shemesu, if the Sukkah fell, since the Sukkah is compared to Chagiga, and when it fell, it's like Kachim Shemesu. The Ran in Shabbos, Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph writes that on the 8th day, She'avar Azman, then it's Asur Mishum Muksa. The Rash Mishan, Santaris Kohanim, in Parashas Em or Parashas Yod Beis writes that the whole Isser and Sukkah is only Mishum Bizui Mitzvah, and the Drasha of Chol Shem Shemayim is merely on Asmachta Be'alma. So we have that the Kedusha of the Sukkah, the Shem Shemayim is Chol Sukkah is Daraisam, according to numerous Rishonim, and then we have at least the Shir Sukkah, Zuch, and during Sukkahs, of course, and then we have, or when it's standing, and then we have the Rash Mishan, who holds that it's only in Asmachta. Sukkah, Chof Ches Amar Aleph, says that if it, in the Mishnah, that if it rains in the Sukkah, you're allowed to leave the Sukkah. And in Or HaChaim, the Ramah writes that if you're Patrim in a Sukkah and you're not Yotze, you don't leave, you're called a head Yot, and you're not Makabel Schar, as Mokers in the Yerushalmi. So you see that it's no Isser. There's no Isser to sit in the Sukkah when it's raining. You're just called a head Yot, you're called a simpleton, but there's no Isser. So we have to understand how that's possible. Frekta Ona Gyantiv in Simon Mentes, he's Nana Me'atzei HaSukkah Shalob HaMakom Chiyuv. So since it's Shalob HaMakom Chiyuv, how's he allowed to be Nana Me'atzei HaSukkah? And you can't say that he's making a Tanai, because he's not allowed to make a Tanai in Atzei HaSukkah, according to numerous Rishonim, the Rosh, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Baal HaMor, etc. So the Avnei Nezer talks about this in Simon Tov Aleph. So Be'emes says, Agon Rav Shlomo Varman in the Sheiris Yosef in Simon Chaf Beis and Chelik Aleph, we're basing ourselves on the Simon there. We can say that there's an Isser Dafka when you take Eitzim from the Sukkah, like we see in the Tosefta in the third parak of Beisa. Masha'en Ken, if you just sit in the Sukkah, if you just sit in the Sukkah in the rain, yes, you're Nana from the Sukkah, but that's fine because you're not taking away from the Sukkah, which is Gorea Kedusha Sukkah. Or Chaim, Re'tav Reish Lamed Ches, you're not allowed to be Notel Akisim from the Sukkah. You're not allowed to take some of the wood from the Sukkah. Taz Sif Katan Gimel writes that when you take something from the Sukkah, you're Mevatel, it's Kedusha, but you're allowed to lean on the Sukkah. That's not a problem. We see this Mefurish in Yid Amud Beis, that there was a problem there of putting drying his clothing on the Schach, and the Gemara is bothered by the fact that he's Misakech with Avram Makabel Tuma, and not the fact that he's Nana from the Sukkah. What about being Nana from the Schach? So the answer is only if you take away from the Schach, that's the type of Hana that's Aser. The Mishpisel Zav talks about this, and so that's possibly a Mahalach, that it's what's Aser to be Nana Me'atzei Sukkah is not to sit there. If you're Nana, even Shalom HaMakom Mitzvah, it's fine, as long as you're not taking away from the Sukkah. You're not removing part of the Sukkah for your own benefit. However, in Sukkah Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, we have that you're not allowed to smell a Hadas. Rashi writes, because we learn from Sukkah, because Shem Shemayim is Chol HaMadas, just like on the Sukkah, so writes the Meiri, that in all Dalet Minim, Shem Shemayim is Chal, Ve'im B'Levush, B'Simen Tafresh Lam Gimel. Ube'emes, when you're getting Hana from smell, you're not taking anything from the Hadas. So you see, it's Aser, just like we said, we will compare it to Sukkah. And here the Aser is just to be Nani, even if you're not taking anything away. So Aser B'Chol Hana is Kechagiga Mamish. And not just when you take something away from it. to Rieben, Rosh Hashanah Lamed Amud Aleph, writes that Lutol Shenitol B'Mikdash, Lulav Shenitol B'Mikdash, is being taken in the Azar, and Rashi in Tumor Chav Gimel writes that you're now allowed to bring Chulin into the Azar, even if it's not edible items. This is discussed at length by the Mishnah Lamelech in the second parak of Hilchas Shechita. So it must be how you're allowed to bring the Lulav into the Azar, because it's Tashmishei Kedusha, because Chol Shem Shemaim Kibesukah. So wow, now we have not only the Shem Shemaim and the Sukkah, but the Shem Shemaim and the Arba Minim as well. Beis Yosef in Tafresh and Gimel brings in the name of the Rashba that a hadas of a mitzvah you're allowed to smell for Havdalah. The Moro Ktsir writes that it's talking about where you say any bodel and not separating it from Kol Ben Hashmasha, so it's not Muksa. But the Orzarua and Hilchos Chanukah brings from the Yerushalmi that you're not allowed to smell the hadas on Motzei Shabbos of Sukkos, because you're not allowed to be nene from this mitzvah item. So in the Torah Tafresh Pei Aleph and Abu Dram, he brings the shayla of smelling the esrog, of smelling the hadas for Havdalah. Do you say Mitzvah Slav Lehanas Nitna? Don't you say Mitzvah Slav Lehanas Nitna? And his conclusion is that it's aser, but what's surprising is that he doesn't bring from the Yerushalmi. And Bechlal is a suffix if we say Mitzvah Slav Lehanas Nitna if a mitzvah is not a mitzvah chiyuvis. So if Bisamim, the Abu Dram discusses, if Bisamim might not be a mitzvah chiyuvis, just like the candle is not a mitzvah chiyuvis. So mitzvah slab, do we say mitzvah slab lehanas nitnu by a mitzvah she'ena chiyuvis, by a mitzvah that's not obligatory, by an optional mitzvah? Because maybe you only say that mitzvahs weren't given for an hour when they're an absolute obligation, then if you're an hour, they're an obligation. But maybe it's considered hanah if you choose to do it, then it's your own pleasure, so that's then it's considered hanah, and here you're not allowed to get hanah from this type of mitzvah. So that's a shayla. If we say mitzvahs lav lehanas nitnu by a mitzvah she'en echiyuvis, in Yevamos Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, by Sandal Shel Akum, we say Mitzvah Lav Lehanas Nitnu. So if Chalitza is a mitzvah, not a mitzvah chiyuvis, you don't have to do Chalitza if you don't want to. You see, you still say Mitzvah Lav Lehanas Nitnu, because we say that a Sandal Shel Avodah Zarah, we say Mitzvah Lav Lehanas Nitnu, even though Chalitza is not a mitzvah chiyuvis. So you still say Mitzvah Slav Lehanas Nitnu, even if it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. However, the Netziv in the Emek Shela is machriya that Chalitza is a mitzvah chiyuvis. Vayim b'Sanhedrin, Yotes Amit Beis, Shemelech Ein Cholzin Le'ishta, you don't do Chalitza on the wife of a king. Rashi says, because she's not allowed to get married. So what's the point, right? So you see that it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. So to the Netziv's Hachra, that Chalitza is a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's an absolute obligation. Ma pitom? You see by the wife of a king that you don't do it, so it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, and Ein Yitzchak was already mayor in this Nakuda. The Ein Kana Mokom, that's not the topic of this shir. So we get back to our topic. The Rambam, in Perek Vav, Milchas Sukkah, Alocha Yud Beis, writes, Kolz man, Sheikonis Lesukkah, Sheikonis Leishev Basukkah, Mavarech Kodim Sheyeshev, Asher Kedishanim Tzeisev Tzivanu, Leishev Basukkah. So whenever you go in, you make the bracha, and on Leil Yontif Harishon, Mevarech al Sukkah, Vachkach al Zman, Umesader Kol HaBrachas al HaKos. And the first night, you make a bracha on the Sukkah, then Shechiyanu, all these brachas on the Kos, V'nimtza, you make a bracha on the Sukkah, then Shechiyanu, all on the Kos, Kiddush, Sukkah, Shechiyanu, and Nimsa Makadish Mu'umad Umavarach Leishev Basukkah, so you make Kiddush standing, then you make the Bracha of Leishev Basukkah, and then you sit down, and then after you sit down you make a Bracha of Shechiyanu. V'zei Minig Rabbeisai Rabbani Sfarad Lekadish Mu'umad Belil Rishon Shel Chag HaSukkos, and this is the Minig of my Rabbeim, the Rabbis of Spain, to make Kiddush standing up on the first night of Sukkos. The Rabbi doesn't know where this Minig comes from. And the whole vort of you want to do it over La Siyasa, You want to make the bracha before you do it. So, therefore, you want to make the bracha before you sit down. Well, he says that this bracha is to eat. If you're not eating, then you haven't started the mitzvah yet. The leishiv basuk is on the eating, so it's going to be over lasiyasin, so you have no problem. You can already sit down when you say a leishiv, because the bracha is not, it's still going to be over lasiyasin, even if you sit before the bracha. But the bracha is on the eating. So the Magid Mishnah and the Lechem Mishnah worked hard to explain the minhag of the Rambam to stand when you say leishiv, but it's very difficult to understand because it's mefurish in the Gemara that we darish and teshvu came to duru. What does it mean? Sukkos teshvu shivas yamim, like your dira. In other words, you live there. It's not sitting down. It's that you're living there. And if you hold that teshvu is yeshiva mamish sitting, then why the first night? Why is the first night different than all the other nights? Why dafka the first night you make the bracha while standing? It's docha pele. So it appears follows that in Sukkah of Zayin Amud Aleph, says Rav Arman, there's a machlokas Rav Elazar Rabban. Rav Elazar holds that a person's chayav to eat 14 sudas in the Sukkah. Chachamim say, no, there's no amount except for the first night of Sukkos. Chutz mi leila yom tov harishon shel chag. Leila yom tov harishon shel chag, you have to eat. The rest of the time, you don't have to. Gemara asks, what's the reason of Rabbanon? Because his teshu came to duru. So just like in your home, you can choose whether or not to eat, so to sukkah, so there's no 14 meals. Gemara says, so what about the first night? Why you chayv the first night? Answers the Gemara, because it says tesvav here. It says tesvav by Pesach. Just like there it's a chovah, so to here it's a chovah. Just like there mikan v'leilach it's a rishus, so to here mikan v'leilach it's a rishus. So there's no 14 meals. The Rambam, in the sixth parak of Hilchas Sukkah, paskins like the Rabbanon, against Rabbi Eliezer, who says 14 meals, paskins like the Rabbanon, only a chiyuv on the first night. So you see that he holds that teshvu perish taduru. So you have to live there for 7 days, and if you want, you can eat. If you want, you don't have to eat. Just in the first night, there's a different geder, and it's Xeris HaKosov of Tesvav, Tesvav Michag HaMatzis. So that's the Machlokas Rambam Ravid. The Rambam holds that there's a geder the yeshiva mamish, because the Pasuk isn't talking about Achila. And therefore you make the bracha Mu'umad while standing. Hashem came the Ravid, he holds that there's a geder achila, like Chag HaMatzis. And therefore, that's going to be, that's your mitzvah on the first night, the geder of achila. That you're eating like you're eating on Pesach. So according to this, dafka on the first night, the Rambam holds, you make a bracha ma'umat. Because the other nights, all you have is the geder dira. But on this night, you have a geder of yeshiva mamish. That's the Rambam's chiddush. There's a geder of yeshiva mamish. In other words, since the first night is a different geder, because you learn tesvav, tesvav from Pesach, so on the first night, there's an inyan dafka to sit. So he learns that Teshvu is Taduru for 7 days. But the first night, Gzeir Shavav, Tesvav, Tesvav, Michagas Sukkos. So this is a very difficult explanation in the Rambam. Because where do you get that the first night is Dafka Yeshiva? Yeah, the first night is a different Geder. The first night, the Geder is that it has to be like Pesach. And therefore you're Chayiv to eat. Seder. But where do you get from there that you have to sit? So I don't know how this resolves the Rambam. The Ravid, we understand. Ma'pitom, even on the first night, you have to eat there. So as long as it's before you ate, you have to eat kazais of bread. So as long as it's before you ate, you're cool. You make the bracha of leishev, and then you eat. According to the Rambam, there's a geder of yeshiva. So there's a different geder on the first night. So that requires that that the leishev, that means the leishev means that you're sitting, mechitesi. So we still haven't come to a resolution of the Rambam. But we know that many Rishonim hold that on the first night you're chayv and sukkah even if it rains, because the whole tour of Yerdu Geshamim is because ain't derech dira b'kach, that's not how you normally live in your house, and you would even go out of your house if it was raining in your house. But on the first night there's a different geder, either achila according to the Ravid or possibly yeshiva according to the Rambam, and therefore you're chayv because of this geder, that on the first night you actually you have to eat even if it's raining. There's no p'tur. The p'tur is because it's not derech dira. The first night you're not eating out derech dira. The first night has a different geder. It's tesvav, tesvav. What we say for Amanik, shall Rav Ibn Yarchi, he brings mitshuvaso, shall Rabbeinu Hai, sheminog, sheosim b'sfarad, sukkah b'chotzer beis ha-knesses v'nechnesem v'yosim shem rov ha-kol v'vorchem leishe b'sukkah b'yeshiva b'alma yafa hein osim aval kol yedei chovosin lo yatsu ki ha-sukkah yitumar z'dirasu shal kol ha-shana leishe v'ba l'tal b'sukkah b'lecho v'lishtos v'lishen v'lishtos b'av hein osim el yeshiva b'alma. So what they used to do was they would come into the sukkah, they would have a communal sukkah. They'd make a leishev, sit down. It's very nice, but they're not yotzei, because it's not your dira. You live in your sukkah like you live in your dira. So the two gedarim, according to this, in sukkah, one is yeshiva mamish, and the other is dira. So alt yeshiva, they're yotzei. They're mekayim geder yeshiva, but they're lacking the geder of dira. So they're not yotzei. But we said that the gather of yeshiva is only on the first night, according to the Rambam, according to the suggestion that we weren't so thrilled with. So the Manik doesn't say it's the first night dafka. Ubiikar adaber kvar dano b'zerab v'sar. Rabbi Seinu already discussed this, and the Abu Dram writes that mitzvah nimsheches kol zman ha'achila perish besukas teshvu tis'akvu. What does it mean besukas teshvu? You should remain in your sukkah, you should dwell in your sukkah. So as long as you're eating there, you're dwelling in your sukkah. So too he brings in the name of Tzemach Gon, ein b'ma'aril shemechze ki yorah levarech mu'umad the leishev ha'beloshan ha'kova. The ma'aril says that it looks like gaiva to make a bracha standing. And leishev, you don't have to worry about overlasiyas. And leishev means that you're sitting there, like, you know, not that you're sitting physically. And that's not what it means. It means that you're staying there. So there's an interesting diuk in the Lashon HaMishnah. The Mishnah says, Yardu Geshamim Me Masai Mutter Lefanos. When it rains, when are you allowed to leave? The Rambam writes, Areza Nichnas L'Soch HaBais, you go into your house. So why doesn't he write Patur Men HaSukkah? Why does the Mishnah say Patur Men HaSukkah? The Rambam say Patur Men HaSukkah, like it says by Nashim and other people who are Patur. So what is it telling us? Where you're going? You're leaving the sukkah, you're going into your house. So I don't know anybody else who discusses this question, but it could be that you're allowed to leave the sukkah when it rains. It's not because you no longer have a mitzvah of sukkah. That's a kiyum of the mitzvah of sukkah, because this is like your dira. Just like your dira you'd leave if it was raining inside your dira, so too you leave your sukkah when it's raining. That's a kiyum. That's a kiyum in mitzvah sukkah. It's not a p'tur from the mitzvah. It's often shel kiyum a mitzvah. So therefore, you can't say patur men ha-sukkah. according to this, we understand why the Rambam didn't bring the din of Yeridus Geshamim among the other Peturim that he brings in the sixth parak of Hilchas Sukkah, Halacha Aleph and Halacha Dalet. Halacha Hey, he stops talking about those who are Pater, and he starts telling you how to sit in the Sukkah. And then in Halacha Yud, he brings the din of Yeridus Geshamim. So now it's great that the Halacha of Yeridus Geshamim is not part of the Peturei Sukkah, because the Rambam doesn't bring in a list of Peturim. Rather, it's a halacha that it relates to how to be mekayim the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah ketzad. How is one supposed to sit in the sukkah? That's what the Rambam's explaining. The Eretz Tzvi of the Kajik Lava Gain in Simon Sadi Ches, as the Hanah quoting from the Eretz Tzvi, we should really learn more of his tshuvas inside. He brings from a piyut that we say on sukkahs that your mekayim mitzvah sukkah be yitziyasa or bibiyasa. So I get it, Yitziyasa, but how are you Makayim Yitziyasa? But now it's very good. Then when it rains, that's the Kiyam, that's the Prat and the Dira. That leaving the Sukkah is the way you're Makayim Yitziyasukkah, Vimchom Mehi Nibna Ela Tiras Kesef. So if this is a good wall, let's build on top of it. Our Achaim Tafresh Lamites, it says that on the first night you eat in the Sukkah, even if it rains, and you make a Leishav. Magen Avraham asks, what about the second? On the second night also, Mishum Sveka Diyoma, you should be chayav to eat in the sukkah even if it rains. So the Magen Avraham is bothered. What about Leil Beis? He says you don't have to because we're became a kriya diarcha. But you can say that even on the first night, it's just a chumrah that you have to eat in the sukkah, but it's really not derech dira b'kach. This is not normally the way you live in your dira, so you're not really chayav, but it's a chumrah that you eat anyway in the sukkah. And then the question is, so therefore we weren't machmir so much in the second night. The question is, if that's true, then how do you make a bracha? So based on what we said, it's not a problem, because even when you go into your house, that's also an ofen shel dira. It's also kiyum mitzvah sukkah. So if going into your house is kiyum mitzvah sukkah, so staying in the sukkah and eating is also considered a chiyuv. When you go into your house, you're not going to make a bracha. Because for a bracha, you need a chef to the sukkah. But just staying in your sukkah, that's staying in the sukkah and eating, that's a mitzvah. If it's raining, and that we are only machmer on the first night. The sefer Mincha Chadasha of the tzaddik of Razdal, he writes, if somebody wants to eat in the sukkah, b'shas yirid the hakasham, he can make a leisha b'sukkah, he brings a raya, so he holds a geder kiyama mitzvah to eat when it's raining. And if it's true, we can answer the kasha of how it's mutter to, like, of the Onig Yontif, how it's mutter to sit in the sukkah when it's raining. So based on what we said, we can say that even b'shas ha-gesham, it's still the time of the mitzvah, so you can't say you're being nana me'atze ha-sukkah shelo b'makom mitzvah. It's also a mitzvah. You're only not allowed to be nana if it's not a mitzvah, but here it's a mitzvah. And also we can answer the har of Avni Nezer, that writes that sitting in the sukkah b'shas ha-gishamim is going to be a Baal Tosef problem. But based on what we said, it's not a Baal Tosef problem. Baal Tosef is when you're mosif b'makom p'tur, but here it's still considered a mitzvah. It's still considered the time for the mitzvah and a kiyuma mitzvah. Okay, there's a lot more to say on this, and we'd like to go on, so please God, we will hopefully do so in a future shir. Very much hope so. We should be zochet. L'omoru l'lamed l'shmur l'as l'kaim is kodavis amotarasa v'yahavah. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.